Hi! So this is part of the procrastination series, but instead of a song, I'm going to read you a bit from one of my favorite books. And I really hate that he hasn't come out with The Winds of Winter yet, but George R. R. Martin is such a fucking fantastic writer. And this is from Fever Dream, and it's really good, and I don't know how to explain it other than it's vampires, but vampires that you're gonna be, like, he just draws you into this fucking world, man. It's amazing. So this guy is talking about, he's talking about about locking himself in and trying to resist, you know, killing people and drinking blood, and how he grew close to one of his maids, and she was beautiful, and, like, he began to return her affections, because this is the 1800s, and there are words like those are phrases. He's talking about the third day of he locked himself in, and he gave her the key. The third day, he grew clever, and she wouldn't let him out yet, because I think he said 7 days or five. But they talked and they talked, and she was convinced that, you know, he was back to normal. So this little bit just fucking, I read this earlier, and I put down the book, and I just kind of let it wash over me. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna start a little bit before the bit. Okay. We spoke so reasonably that soon she admitted that I sounded quite like myself. I told her what a good girl she was to be so conscientious. I enlarged on her merits and my affection for her. Finally, I asked her to marry me when she was free again, when I was free again. She opened the door. She looked so happy, Abner. So very happy and alive. She was full of life. She came to kiss me, and I put my arms around her and pulled her to me. We kissed several times. Then my lips trailed down to her neck, and I found the artery and opened it. I fed for a long time. I was so thirsty, and her life was so sweet. But when I let her go and she staggered back from me, she was still alive. Just barely, blood white and dying, but still conscious. The look in her eyes, Abner. The look in her eyes. Of all the things I have ever done, that was most terrible. She will be with me always. The look in her eyes.